Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Well, SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk says his Starlink internet satellites are up and running in Ukraine as the country takes a hit over a barrage of airstrikes. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre for more details. And Inez, a top Ukrainian official, actually appealed directly to Musk for help here, right?
Yeah, that's right. Ukraine's deputy prime minister through Twitter tweeted out to Elon Musk asking Musk to connect Ukraine to Starlink stations. And Elon Musk replied, Starlink service is now active in Ukraine, and said with more terminals on route. Now, this comes after intermittent power outages in some areas of Ukraine with heavy conflict. And of course, the fear is that as the conflict continues, that there will be areas with power outages with communications not accessible to people in the area. So as far as what Starlink is, just to back up for a second, Starlink is SpaceX's project, which is thousands of satellites in low orbit, just above 300 miles above Earth. Right now, there's over 1,400 of them, and the plan is to have tens of thousands of them in years to come to be able to connect the world to a high-speed internet. And this would be in remote areas especially. So rather than connecting through fiber optic networks or through cell towers, you're connecting via these satellites. As far as the rollout is concerned, this service has been rolled out in some areas of the US, of the UK. And according to Starlink's website, the activation for Ukraine was supposed to happen in 2023. So this does appear to be an expedited rollout or activation in Ukraine of the Starlink network.
We had a guest on earlier praising Elon Musk for what he's doing there and getting those Ukraine soldiers access to the internet, which is really a lifeline to them in so many ways. But Inez, how feasible is it that Starlink can work across the entire country of Ukraine?
Well, in order to be able to access that internet connectivity, you need a dish on the ground. You need a Starlink kit, as it's called, which includes a router. So provided that these can get into the hands of Ukrainians, then the next question is the scalability. Right now, as far as users are concerned, the service counts on more than 140,000 users. But what if you got millions of users on there? So millions of Ukrainians who are using this Starlink service. It's yet unclear as to the scalability as far as the internet speed that you'll be getting when more and more people do connect. But again, you do need that dish. You do need that router to be able to connect.
Inez, this isn't the first time Starlink has come to the rescue, right? They also helped in Tonga when there was that underwater volcano that exploded. It was a lifeline there. And I'm wondering, how much ammo does this now give Musk? Because he got a lot of flack for having a lot of, you know, junk in space. Remember, his satellite almost hit one of the Chinese satellites, and he was getting a lot of flack and a lot of trouble for that. So is this sort of a redemption for him in a way?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, when you're talking about trying to get into remote areas where there is no power, where there is no communication, and you're depending on satellite communications, this is sort of a perfect scenario to be able to use this service, this satellite service, in order for soldiers to be able to communicate, in order for people to be able to communicate and to keep those communications going. I mean, the whole entire premise of this is to be able to get internet connectivity to remote areas where there is no internet connectivity. So this is definitely a sort of redemption for Elon Musk, as you say.
And a lifeline to Ukraine at the moment. Okay, Inez Ferre, Yahoo Finance. Thank you so much for that.